Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, hairstyles in Africa.
Well, you know what they say? When your hair is not done, you never look good.
I mean, some women will have their husbands pay for boyfriends or have their girlfriends. Sometimes, you know, if you're lucky, you might have a friend that be able to do your hair for less price, less, you know, what normally than what it charges.
Well, hairdressing in Africa is always the work of the trusted friends or relatives. And if you ask almost any black woman, she will probably tell you that her relationship with a hairdresser is similar to a love affair. And that is, according to Kweku D, on Trip Down Memory Lane, blogspot.com. But we all know how hair is important to the people of the continent of Africa. So, as usual, tonight on Let's Talk, we will discuss this in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
I love you, girl. You know I did, but do you care?
Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues, Safilu Hashim from the Hausa Service. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And also the one and only Yemi Obajemi from the Bambara Service. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
And of course, on the phone, we have my colleague, Oren ICC Tangishaka. Welcome aboard, Oren.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Whether it's long hours spent waiting at the hair salon, or the pain endured from pressing or braiding, or the amount of money spent, hair is truly an obsession. Hair is extremely significant in African continent, and according to the book History of Mankind by Frederick Ratzel, in the early 15th century, hair served as a carrier of messages in the West African societies. Also, it was used to identify a geographic region and also identify wealth, class, and tribe which an individual was from. So I spoke to Fatimata Karoma and I wanted to know, what is her take on hairstyles in Africa?
Well, hairstyles and beauty and clothes is the essence of a woman, you know, and we like to look great all the time. We like to be attractive to the men in our lives and also for the women that are searching for men, and we want to really be current with some of the hairdos. So it's funny that you called me asking this question because the other day I was having a conversation with a relative of mine, and she decided to get braids in her hair. And I said, right now, I don't want to do that because it pulls my edges out. And she just made so much excuses why I should do this, you know, really motivated me and encouraging me to have, you know, an ethnic hairstyle with braids in my hair instead of having it, you know, the way it is now. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, right now I'm just not at a time in my life where I feel like that's so important, just a hairstyle, you know, where as long as I come out looking nice, neat, current, I'm fine. But I won't, I'm not going to put so much energy in, okay, I got to keep up with what everyone's doing as far as hairstyle is concerned.
Right.
But yeah, it's very hairstyle. It's one of the main reasons that women or areas they use to look great and feel good, makes them feel good, makes them feel different when they get their hair done. And so that's pretty much, you know, it in a nutshell. And they spend a lot of money. I mean,
I know. That's what I'm saying. Somebody has to break the bank just to look good.
Exactly. I mean, it can go up to thousands.
Is that
dollars,
serious?
Or not.
Wow.
Yeah, it could cost, you know, celebrities spend thousands of dollars on their hair. Even the average person at this point spends at least $400 or $500 easy on their hair.
So, Fatimata, if someone doesn't have enough money, I mean, a regular man in the street, a regular woman in the street, or what can she do in such a situation like that? She'll be out of market or what?
Well, I mean, women go through different means in order to finance their hair. I mean, some women would have their husband pay for it, boyfriends, or would have their girlfriend. Sometimes, you know, if you're lucky, you might have a friend that'd be able to do your hair for less price, less, you know, what normally than what it charges. So, I mean, you know, if you're fortunate, you have access. But, yeah, you know, some women, not all women are like that. Some women put their hair in a ponytail and or it's fine for them. It depends. I mean, what your, you know, some women don't, some women will lock their hair because of that. Mm-hmm. It even costs, when you do locks, that's going to cost the maintenance if you want to keep it nice and neat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not as simple as people think. It might be a little bit cheaper because you don't have to buy extensions or wigs or anything like that. Even naturally, believe it or not, natural hair is not as easy as to maintain as people think.
Really?
I mean, oh no. I mean,
is that right? I mean, thought you just wake up and cut your hair and you're good to go.
I mean, it depends. If you're a stylist person, if you want to really be up current with the styles, I mean, it's a lot of maintenance.
Thank you, Fatoumata Koroma. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we're discussing hairstyles in Africa. And now, back to the studio, my friend, Yemi Obajemi. You are from the continent of Africa,
mm-hmm.
and from Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
and we have heard, back in the days, hair was used to transfer or send messages.
Yeah.
That is like history, all right? And today we see how women do with their hair. They spend a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
And that is why I say some of them, as we heard here, are obsessed with their hair. It's like a love affair.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, I have dreadlocks for 7 years. What are you doing with your dreadlocks for 7 years? You know, they spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and they're ready to break the bank for that.
Yeah.
Why is this happening in our community, especially for our African women?
It varies. I haven't met very many African women with dreads, but the ones that I've met, I know take very good care of their locks or dreads or whatever you want to call them. The reason why is because, I don't want to misspeak, but I think because it's not natural for them.
Okay.
So when they go into it, wanting to do it the right way. One. Two, a lot of women do it kind of as a way to step away from the norm of, you know, braids and weaves and all that kind of stuff. It's more natural. It looks more stylish. So they go with it, and you know,
and maybe more attractive to some people.
Exactly,
for men.
More attractive. So yeah, it's another option.
Okay.
You know, my what I don't like about the dreads is I've seen some women, and I don't know why that's the case, but I've seen some women that start to bald when they do that, and I don't know, maybe it's because of the chemicals they're using or
what is going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Uh-uh.
That scares me.
Really?
That scares me. So whenever I see anybody with dreads,
yeah.
in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, how long till you start balding? That scares me, you know, and I hate to confess this. But
it's not attractive to you?
Basically. No, I find it attractive, but.
Oh, okay.
What my fear is, if I'm going to date somebody with dreads, you know, and it's going to be something long term, I'm like, is your hair going to last or not? You know, I know it sounds very selfish.
So it's scary to you in some way.
Yeah,
okay,
that's, you know.
Right. Okay, that's fine. Well, before we listen to the lady in the room, what about you, Sophia? What do you think, man? Women spend a lot of time for their hair. And they will do anything, you know, just to make sure it looks nice and neat and good.
For us, right?
Maybe for us, I don't know. You
well,
think for us, right?
I think it's for us,
okay.
Of course. You know, what I will say is, I like the effort that they put into their hair.
Right.
To spend money, time, all that.
Right.
But it's a good thing. Because if you see, you know it's for you. She's doing that for you.
Right.
Especially for me. Let me speak for myself.
Okay.
First of all, I like the hairstyle.
Oh, okay.
I like hairstyle.
So today, if she looks this way, tomorrow she comes with a different hairstyle. You
different
like
hairstyle.
It?
I will like it.
Okay.
I will like it. I like experimental. You know, changing a little bit
right.
here and there. And doesn't matter the color. Dreads, yeah.
But not
it's
much.
It's okay, but not much.
Oh, okay.
I would like to see it every day.
What about the wigs?
I will say no.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, I love to see the natural hair.
Natural hair, okay.
Just natural hair. No matter it's short,
long, whatever
it is, mm-hmm. Natural is the best.
Natural is the best for you. That's the way to go for you, Mr. Sophia.
That's Hashim. Right.
Okay, ladies are listening out there. And we have the only lady in the house right now, Oren Aisisi Tangishaka. Maybe we should listen to her. What do you think, Orien? Because you heard this man talking about Safil likes, hey, natural hair. I don't like the braid. I don't like the wigs. But anyway, wigs are there, and why not? So for you as a woman, tell me about this. Is this an obsession with hair, or is this something that women have to do it because they have to look good for the man?
It's a little bit of everything, but let me tell you, there's a reason why the ancient Holy Scripture says a woman's hair is her glory. It's because there is something sacred about hair. It's part of her personality. It's part of her beauty. It's part of who she is. So for her to spend a lot of time in it, it just makes sense. So, but there's also a part of it that, you know, it doesn't make sense when you just, like, you know, it just, your glory looks just jacked up. And we just want to make sure that it's not that. We just want to make sure that who we are reflects our the hair we have reflects our personality. For instance, many people for like 7 years knew me as Orion, the girl with the locks. And it was just so much part of who I was that when I took them out, it was like people were like, oh, it's like a totally different person. But, you know, most people are like, why did you cut it off? It was like part of me was not there anymore. They didn't sort of connect with the new person, but all of that to say that it's really part of who we are, and for us, we have to make sure that it's, you know, it represents us, and it's beautiful, and of course, most of it, we do it for, you know, I mean, for those who are looking, and we know
that
the men are looking.
Of course.
So we can't be like, oh, no, I'm just doing it for myself, you know. No, we do it because we want to look good in the eyes of those who are looking. Those who are looking are men. Those right. who are looking are, you know. So I think that it's justifiable that we spend a lot of time with our hair because it's part right. of our personality. And
the beauty,
I mean, for me, mm-hmm. I've been through every single thing you can ever imagine on hair.
Really?
Dreads, cornrows, wow. I mean, any kind of hairstyle you've ever seen since I was like 16. And
what about bald hair? Did you try bald hair?
You know what? I've never went bald yet.
Oh, okay.
You know, baldness is bold. You got to really be bold. And I don't know if I have that boldness in me to go bald. But I see a lot of very beautiful women.
Oh, yeah. Bald. Looking very great.
But,
you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The men are saying, that, you know, they know what they like. Some men like weave. Some men like natural hair. So what a woman is trying to do is to please that, you know,
and
whoever they want to impress.
And go every angle just to make sure you please the man, look great. Okay.
But like somebody had mentioned earlier, I guess before this conversation, was that it all goes back to personal care. And I'm not sure which one of our guests was. And he spoke about personal care. If you can elaborate a little bit about
that. Yeah, that was Fatmata Sierra.
For our listeners, I think that's a good point he was making prior to us, you know, beginning this conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, personal care is everything, of course, because as just like you said, it's all about who you are.
Yeah.
So the hairstyle is representing of you personally.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Shaka. Styling and grooming black hair is always complicated and it's also time-consuming. And I remember in the 70s, I don't know if I was there, but I remember looking at videos, most African men wore the afro, okay? Yes, and many black men and women were so proud of this hairstyle. But some men took them a lot. They wouldn't sleep at night, braiding their hair, and taking off the braids in the morning just to get their fro going. And some didn't even bother to comb their hair and came up with this notion of dreadlocks.
Yeah.
So for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 1730 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people. Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in our Washington studio with Safilu Hashim, Yemi Obajemi, and Orin Isis Itangi Shaka. Well, some individuals in Africa have used their hair to make a fashion statement. Well, I spoke to Lucy Pony, and I wanted to know her take on hairstyles.
Well, you know what they say? When your hair is not done, you never look good.
Okay.
So you have to make sure your hair looks good. When you put on any outfit, you'll just look good. So your hair is more or less number one.
Number one. Mm-hmm. I got you. You know what the panel was talking about here today? Ladies like you. One lady said, you know what? We only do this because of the men. We do this for the men, to look good for our men.
Well, I don't think that's really, really true, because I do my hair for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to look good, so... Yeah. I do it for me.
So it doesn't matter how much it costs.
It doesn't matter. If I have the money, I would go an extra mile.
Wow. And that's what they were saying. Women will break their banks for this.
We need to look good, man.
I know.
You know, when you look good, you have confidence. Right. You feel you're confident and you can take on the world.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's one thing I heard. They also said, you know what? This hair costs so much money. So if I go to my hairdresser, she got to be the best. And I don't care how much I'm going to pay her. But the relationship between you and your hairdresser is very, very important.
That's very true. I mean, I can't... You know, your head is like the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
You just can't give your head to somebody who's lousy.
Yeah.
If you have the money, you go to the best hairdresser to do it the best way. I mean, and you know, you have like... For example, I have... specific hairdressers in Africa. So I go to specific people.
Okay.
Only specific people can take care of my hair.
It's not just anybody.
One, you need to build a relationship because they understand your hair.
Mm-hmm.
They get to know the kind of, if you're putting any chemicals on it, what is good with your hair, the texture of your hair, they understand it. And so they get to do the best thing for your hair.
Right.
But if you go to somebody who does not know your history and how your hair is, they'll do something and all of a sudden your hair is falling off. You don't want that to happen.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No.
But also I heard about this thing. They say, you know what? If I have my hair, that's good. But purchasing like Brazilian, Indian hair or whatnot, or the wigs, some women are like, no, I don't want to do that. That's somebody else's hair. I just want to come me as me, naturally. And I'm like, oh. Okay, I don't know about that.
I mean, but how many people do you see with their natural hair?
Tell me about it.
You know, we put on wigs, we put on weave. They you know, there are different styles of doing this so that it looks natural.
Right.
But we still add on additions, you know. Like, for example, African hair is kinky.
Right.
And it's you can never see, I mean, African hair that is straight and flowy. That's not real African hair. That's something they've put some chemicals on it. They've straightened it. So
There's a mixture of blood someplace else, right?
maybe someone's dad or mom, you know, crossed the border.
Right.
Or the seas. So, yeah, but then African hair is kinky hair. And you'd see, I mean, people with dreadlocks, you know, that's the kind of hair that we have. But right. People with flowy, curly hair, that's not African hair.
That's not really.
No, you can have that if you have long hair, longer African hair, and then it is, you have some chemical on it, it's straightened, then you can curl it, you can do all that kind of thing. But it is still, you've worked on it.
Natural.
And our hair is usually, most times you find that African women have... light hair, it's not like it doesn't have volume, especially when you put on straighteners and all that. It's very, very, I mean, it becomes very little on your head. So you have to put on some little additions to give it volume, and then you look good. I mean, at the end of the day, you just want to look good. Whether you're doing weaves, I mean, and your African hair, I love African hair and I love African styles. I love the way we are creative with our hair. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Lucy Pony. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing hairstyles in Africa. Back to you guys in studio. Yemi Obajemi. You heard Orina Sisi Tangishaka. Yeah. It's just about you. This all efforts of good looking great, while you men, you're just doing your low cut.
Yeah.
It's for you, man. These women are doing it for you.
Okay.
But does this go vice versa? Do men also do this?
Absolutely.
Styles to look good for the women?
Absolutely.
Because you have your hairstyles, men, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you remember, if you were then the 70s, everybody had the afro going. And the 80s, afro.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of effort to do that.
Yeah. You know, like she was saying, it goes back to the basics. It goes back to personal care and attention. You as a human being have, because I mean that's what the opposite sex is going to look at,
right?
Is how you take care of yourself, personal hygiene. So if you don't have personal hygiene, if you don't care about what you know, how you look as a person, it's going to reflect in your hair, your hairstyle, and you know stuff like that.
That's true.
So when you go approach a lady or when you're a lady and you're being approached by a guy, your hair is one of the things that are put into consideration. Now, in the case of women, there are women who have gone above and beyond and taken it a step further. And, you know, I remember there was a time, I don't know if it's probably still going on now, Indian hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was and probably still is a thing.
It is.
And people were going broke. Over Indian hair. You know, people were going bankrupt over Indian hair because, you know, apparently it looks more natural and all this stuff. But my
point... Maybe Tangishaka can explain to us more about that Indian hair thing.
Yeah, you know, it's... and, you know, if you have the money to do it, you know, more power to you. I don't say don't do it. But my question is, when that Indian hair comes off, is what is underneath going to look, you know, just as good? Is it going to look just as pleasing? If you take that Indian hair off one day, right, am I going to still be attracted to you or not? You know what I mean? That's what
question.
I want to know. You know,
that's
so,
a very good question. Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
So women should consider that, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I can just interject, that's a really good point, because I don't think a lot of women think that men are thinking what he just said. Men are thinking about what's underneath that thing. Not only I want to run my hair through your hair, but what's underneath it? I mean, you talk about personal hygiene. Right. That thing you have on top of your hair has been there for 2 months, 3 months. What's underneath there?
Yeah.
It's not like you washed it. It's, you know, so personal care is very important. I mean, some people, I mean, if they take it out, a raccoon might fall out. Well, you got, as men, it's a good point you make that you think about that stuff, like what's underneath it. So, I mean, I guess it calls for us women to think about it, like either just have your own natural hair or, you know, your men might be thinking about what's your hygiene underneath that weave. You know, I remember one story I have taking over the show Sunday.
Yes, no problem.
One quick story I have in the church, you know, in the church, my pastor would be asking sometimes his wife, why is it when I'm praying for people, you know, they got their hands on their head? And, you know, is it like, you know, the anointing is coming down and they just have to hold their head? Mm-hmm. My wife said, nah, man, they're holding their wig, you know. They don't want their wig to fall off. He said, oh, me. Yeah, I'm praying and I'm, you know, laying my hands on them. They don't want to let go of their head.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's all these women in the church in Africa or even here in America, you know, they're too important. If that thing flies out, man, you might see something you don't want to see.
You will be in trouble.
So, ladies, keep your head tight. Keep your tight.
Stay natural.
Especially when you have that wig and you're going for a prayer or you're going for swimming.
Exactly, swimming.
That will look good.
Exactly.
Keep your natural hair, man.
Thank you.
Safiru is liking that.
About.
You know Safiru is liking that so much.
It's true. It's just nonsense. I think it's absolutely nonsense to wear a $300 piece of someone else's hair just to impress others. I'm sorry for ladies who wear that. I used to be in that category, but it just, when I look at my pictures and I look at,
Indian hemp hair on top of my head. I just look ridiculous.
I don't think I've ever been attracted to weave. I keep going back to it. If you take good care of your hair, it's just as pretty as Indian hair. I don't care how kinky your hair is. I don't care. If you take good care of your hair, you know, it's going to look just as good. I just don't know what it is. Women say they do it, you know, for the guys and everything. Braids, yeah, I understand braids. I can understand braids. But when it's just like the regular weave, where you have to like braid down your hair and then sew in another one on top,
right.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I see some women do it and it looks great, but you know, it's not, when you really, really think about it, you know, when you really think about the fact that you're going to be in a relationship with this person or you're going to ask this person out and you guys, if everything goes well, are going to end up laying down together. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's, okay. It's a lot.
Okay, hold it right there, okay? You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
If I can give my personal, honest opinion, is that you wear what makes you comfortable. It does really not matter whether it's a low cut or it's a wig or it's an extension or some type of a wacky style. If you look yourself in the mirror and say, yep, this is me, this is what I feel most comfortable walking around. I mean, to others, it might look a little out of the way, but it's whatever that makes you comfortable, really. It's all about you. When it comes down to you, not necessarily what the community will think about you or your family will think about you. Well, those are matters to be taken into consideration, but where we're going right now, it's a global world.
And thank you to our listeners who shared their views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing hairstyles in Africa. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. Let's join Maya DeWitt.
Things got a little dicey at a coffee shop when an unhappy guest threw a snake at an employee. The incident started when the customer and a friend went to the shop for breakfast. They became angry when they realized that the onions in their sandwich were not diced as they requested. Apparently, the customer became so enraged, he reached into his friend's pocket and pulled out a snake and threw it at the employee behind the counter. Police were called, and it was quickly determined that the snake, named Outlaw, was a harmless garter snake. Both suspects are facing charges of mischief and causing a disturbance, something they surely won't be able to slither their way out of.
Thanks, Maya DeWitt, and that's it for a show on hairstyles in Africa. A big thank you to my colleagues, Yemi Obajemi, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And of course, Safilo Hashim. And on the phone line, thank you so much for coming in, Oren Isisi Tangishaka. And thank you also to my guests, Fatumata Koroma from Sierra Leone and Lucy Pony from South Sudan. Jackson Ovanganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be holidays in Africa. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao. Coming for you, never heard that before. It's like a showdown. Sounds bound.
all seated, I see, come to the top, let's bow down. Boom, go wide, bye.